How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic. You're in for such a treat today because you are traveling with me, and I am in Malta. I have to tell you, this has been extraordinary because I've been jotting things down on my blog at sabrams.com/blog and at Facebook, stephanie.abrams.94, and it's A-B-R-A-M-S. And I put up some photos and some comments about being in Malta. Among the people who took the time to write a little note at my Facebook page, one is somebody I know very well. I see her quite often. She lives in the Berkshires in Western Massachusetts, where we broadcast when we're not traveling and where my senior producer, on-air travel companion and barefoot beachcomber David Isby anchors while we're traveling. I met this very nice person, and I bump into her all the time, who posted a note that how much she loves Malta and that her mother and family is from Malta and they left in the early 1960s and came to the U.S. And I never would have known that if we weren't here. I don't think it would ever have come up in any conversation. And then somebody else posted that she had been in, somebody named Joyce. Hello, Joyce. The other person's name is Carol. Joyce, I don't think I've ever met, but she tells me she's been to Malta and she just loved it here. And I'm hoping that she will post answers to my reply. When was she here? How long was she here? How much of Malta did she get to see, or was she just in Valletta? And did she stay here, or did she come in by ship and sail right out? Because that's what happened to us. The last time we were in Malta, which was in May of 2001, would you believe? And I fell in love with this place. And I have a suspicion, if I had not been on a cruise ship, maybe in my entire life, I might never have gotten to Malta. And what a mistake. Because this is an incredible place. And it has a very mild, temperate climate. It's now early March. We're running around without sweaters, without jackets. The sun is out. It's gorgeous. People were at the beach yesterday. We took pictures. You'll find some of the pictures of our outdoor lunch by the sea in the sunshine. We had to hide under umbrellas because the sun was quite strong. Isn't that a wonderful thing to be able to do in March, especially when you are a resident of the northeast of the U.S., where, generally speaking, you wouldn't want to do that at this time of year. But in today's show, I am taking you for a couple of visits that I think you're going to remember forever. One is with the Marquis de Piro at his historic more than 400-year-old home. And the other is with the curator of Fort St. Angelo, an amazing fortress and iconic historic place here in Malta. But this hour, I'm taking you off to visit with somebody very special at another fort in Malta because of Malta's strategic position in the Mediterranean, having forts to protect the island from marauders and invaders was a good thing. And the good thing is that that leaves unbelievable, memorable places to visit. When you think of what it costs you to take a family for a day to a themed, well-known, well-respected amusement park where you pay a bloody fortune to visit castles made of styrofoam and plastic and resin and scotch tape and bubblegum, give some thought to visiting castles that have, in many cases, more than 1,000 years of history. Places where the Normans were involved and the Romans were involved. Places that I call not the plastic, but the platinum experience. And we're going to go off right after this to talk with the curator of Fort St. Elmo. So stay with me.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. It's Underscore Friday on August 18th at 8 p.m. at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts, when David Afkem conducts Mahler and Brahms featuring baritone Simon Keenlyside. Get tickets at bso.org or tanglewood.org.
I'm with Louisiana D'Amato. She is the curator of Fort St. Elmo in Valletta, which is the capital and biggest city, probably. I'll find out for sure from her, because I know she'll know. In Malta, is this the biggest city, Valletta?
No, the biggest city is Bucaccara, which is another city, but it's more of a central, it's located in the center of Malta.
Right, but it's on the same island, sort of?
Yes.
Okay, so, yeah. One big area kind of blends into the next big area. It's like a long marathon of big areas, isn't it?
It is. You can have a street which is one side belongs to one town and the other side actually belongs to another. So it's rather confusing.
That is, we actually have some places that are populated in the U.S. where one side of the street is one state and the other side of the street is another state, and it's a problem when there are houses because children will go to school in two different states. Sometimes they're in different time zones within the same state. I mean, that's very odd, too, but it does happen. And I can think of Lake Tahoe, California. In South Lake Tahoe, you're on one side of the street, and you cross this road called State Line Road. It's a little skinny street, not a big street. And on the other side of the street is Nevada. On the California side of the street, there's no gambling. You cross the street and go to the casino. Uh-huh. It's wild. It's wild. Do you have any situations like that here where children are actually in different school districts because
of... Yes, especially, let's say, the eastern coast of the islands, where there's like there was a boom of population over there after the Second World War, where people just moved out from the harbor area, because the harbor area was the area that was mostly bombed, let's say. So people moved and went to this particular area. And literally you have two towns, there's like Slima and Gzira, and it's a very narrow road, and you have one side is Slima, the other one is Gzira. And actually the people of Gzira say, I'm actually from Slima, because Slima here, it has like more prestigious thing.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. So they say, yes, I'm from Slima, but they actually, their address is
the other side of the street.
Exactly. So
that's so funny.
It's hilarious, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. So you were born and raised and schooled in Malta?
Yes. I'm actually from Zurich, which is on the other side of the island.
So there's a lot of traffic here.
Oh, yes.
So did you move closer to Fort St. Elmo in order to make it easy to go to work, or do you get into that traffic, or do you come in at ridiculously early hours and leave at ridiculously late hours and miss it all?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry to hear that. Mother should have raised you better.
Yeah, I know.
There's some things you have to learn early on.
Yeah.
So, but I could see how you could be very much involved and quite happy trying to do one more thing before you go home. And one more thing before, you go home, because you are, you know, clearly, sincerely passionate about what you do and Fort St. Elmo. What is it in your education that prepared you to be the curator here?
Ooh. Well, I think it's mainly a mix of everything. So I'm specialized in archaeology and history. However, you use subjects that you would have never taught. You can use maths, which people would tell you maths, like, especially academics from our side. Our side is more of the arts and humanities thing. So people tell you maths and geography, maybe it's something totally unthinkable, but you actually use it. For instance, here you're surrounded by stone, and you need to know the geology of it and everything, how they were plastering it to make sure that nothing falls off. There's also architecture. You need to know a lot of architectural, even just terminology-wise. So, yes, you need a lot of... So I think everything prepared me for this at some point.
Well, now, you mentioned the word plaster. I will use the word mortar.
Okay.
I believe that the pyramids were built with the residue of the oatmeal that you feed babies.
Okay, yeah.
Do you ever try to wash a dish after you feed baby oatmeal?
Yeah, I know without you.
It becomes like concrete. You don't get it off the dish so easily. So, and there are places like in Spain and Segovia where the aqueduct has no mortar. And they say that's one of the reasons it didn't fall down, because they just balanced one rock on another. So when we come back, I want to talk about the stone that built Fort St. Elmo and why is it still standing. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
The hills of forest green where the mountains touch the sky, dream come true, I live there till I die. I'm asking you to say my last goodbye. The love we knew ain't worth another try.
This is Stephanie Abrams with a personal invitation to join me in Saratoga Springs, New York on August 31st at Northshire Bookstore for my Meet the Author presentation of my novel, Rumors. You may know the quintessential Northshire Bookstore in Manchester, Vermont, an amusement park for people of all ages who love books. Northshire's newest unique bookstore is located at 424 Broadway in Saratoga Springs, New York, and is another playland for book lovers, where on August 31st, I'll be presenting Rumors starting at 6 p.m., followed by book signings. Please join me at Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga Springs, August 31st at 6 p.m. You can even get there on Amtrak. Be there, or we'll start rumors about you. Visit my blog at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit newyorkbyrail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit amtrak.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
Adria Griss is a medical insurance advocate, a medical billing expert, and the founder and CEO of MedWise Insurance Advocacy. She has helped clients worldwide with their health insurance reimbursements, reduce overcharges on medical bills, and ensure that medical claims are being processed correctly. Over 20 years ago, Adria began her career as a senior claims analyst for a travel insurance company. Today, Adria runs a successful and innovative business advocating for those caught up in a quagmire within the healthcare system. In less than 2 years since MedWise Insurance Advocacy was founded, Adria recovered almost $1 million in medical expenses that insurers have tried to block or healthcare providers erroneously charge. Adria speaks frequently to consumer groups, associations, and insurance professionals and has received multiple awards. She has been featured on CBS News nationwide for her work as a medical insurance advocate. Her website is www.medicalinsuranceadvocacy.com. Adria Griss can be contacted directly at adria@medwisebilling.com or 845-238-2532.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for
time
me.
For more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted to be with Louisiana D'Amato. She is the curator of Fort St. Elmo in Valletta, Malta. And she's quick to tell me it is at the tip of Valletta. And you're on an island, so you can't be too far from water no matter where you are. Who built Fort St. Elmo?
Okay, so Fort St. Elmo was built by the Order of St. John when they arrived in Malta. They built it in 1552. Well, at first they already had an idea that they wanted to build a fort at this tip of this peninsula, because Valletta hasn't been built yet. So there was this peninsula, which is known as Mount Shiburas.
I just wanted to stop for a second. Built by the Order of St. John.
Okay.
They were knights.
Yes. They were hospitallers, mainly.
Those were the knights that took care of sick people.
Exactly. And in fact, the hospital that they built and they used is actually right in front of, it's adjacent to us.
Oh, that's what that building is.
Yes.
Okay, good.
It's fantastic, actually.
It's beautiful.
It has a fantastic balcony. Yes.
Yes.
That's it.
But you know what? Malta is extraordinary with the creativity and design of the buildings that are here from multiple centuries and more centuries and even more centuries. I mean, you know, a lot of times art students and architectural students from the U.S., either because their school demands it or they feel motivated, they want to go, or as part of their educational program, are sent to Italy. Mm-hmm. I think they need to come to Malta.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is clearly a smaller place than the country of Italy. But for every square inch, there is a building that is amazing. So, when you think about what year would it have been, more or less, when the Fort St. Elmo was built, to have the people that had the skill and the everything to put it together?
It was 1552, so you have to, and it was built in 6 months.
No.
Oh, yes. And whenever I say to anybody that it was built in 6 months, I'll tell them, forget anything that you know, let's say the majority of you know as mechanics and stuff. So forget...
Well, you don't have electricity, you don't have electric drills and saws.
So it's mainly manual labor, but you need skilled people, especially for this kind of stone.
You can't get a house built in 6 months in the States.
They had a fort.
Try putting an addition on your house, I dare you. Get it started and finished in 6 months. I mean, wow. How big is this place?
Oof, I don't know how by square meter, actually, but it's one of the largest forts on the island.
Wow.
I think it might be the second, because the other one, it's Fort Ricasli, which was on the other side of the harbor. That's the largest. This is the second largest. But it's huge, and not all of it even is restored.
So in the middle of the 1500s, when it was ready to do its ribbon cutting and have its grand opening, mm-hmm. No balloons, no ribbon.
No.
Who was here? Who stayed in this fortress?
So, it's mainly the knights that were part of the order, but you had like other generous soldiers that were part of the order itself. Then you had religious persons as well, like clergymen that were still like part of the order, but not, they didn't have the title of knights, because probably they weren't of noble origins. Because you had to be a knight, you needed to have a noble title. And you needed the monetary stuff.
Wow. Yeah, so I've heard.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking later with Nicholas DePiro, the Marquis DePiro, in more in-depth, too, about the knights. Because, as I understand, one of his ancestors was one of the, what do they call them, Grand Marshal?
Yes.
It sounded like the leader of
during
a parade.
During the Perellos period.
Right. Yes. And they're buried, 28 of them are buried in one church.
Yeah, exactly.
And so they were all from privileged families. Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back talking with Louisiana D'Amato, the curator of Fort St. Elmo. And it's a pleasure to meet a woman who's a curator, because far too often they're all men. So So this is a nice thing. We'll be right back. Stephanie Abrams here. Don't worry.
If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms, I'll go sailing. It's far beyond the stars, it's near beyond the moon.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
For more travel talk, it's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Louisiana D'Amato has graced us with her presence, and I do appreciate your time, really the generosity of people's time to be able to share with our listeners the information that they need to know about places they probably know nothing about. Because most people, unless it was somebody who was in the U.S. Navy, or their family was in the diplomatic corps and they were all over the world, or they happened to cruise in the Mediterranean on a ship and they got lucky enough that the ship stopped in Malta. I'm sure most people have heard about the Knights Templar and then the Order of St. John, and you know, and if anybody that's read what was the book about, the Dan Brown book, The Da Vinci Code, you know, talked about them. And but I don't know that Malta is on most people's radar of, here's a list of 100 places I must go before I die. I'm not even sure Malta makes it on a list of 100. And I would like my audience to be thinking about getting Malta into the top 5 places outside of the U.S., and particularly those of you who would like to get away during winter months to a place where the climate is more temperate, but don't necessarily want to be on a beach under a palm tree with nothing more to do than be under the palm tree. Because, frankly, every destination in the world gets a share of weather that's not conducive to being on a beach. And when you're in a beach destination and it rains, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon they pass out guns and the guests play Russian roulette because there's nothing to do. Yes. But you come to Malta, and yes, there are beaches, and but my goodness, I don't know how you get to see everything that's here, even in one. We're here for 5 days. I'm not going to go home and not have seen everything there is to see. It's just not possible. Yeah. So tell me about why should people come to visit Fort St. Elmo while they are in Malta? What is it that's compelling?
Mm-hmm. So Fort St. Elmo, for those that love architecture and military architecture in particular, from Baroque to really modern and minimalist style, you've got it. So that's a particular sector. For those that are in love with history and stuff, Fort St. Elmo was part of a very important siege that if it would haven't been won by the order, you'd probably have, you would forget what Europe looks like now.
Why is that?
The siege is we call it the Great Siege of Malta of 1565. Last year was actually the 450th anniversary of it. The siege was actually related, you had the Ottoman Empire trying to enter Europe from the central part. So if you conquer Malta, as you said before, it's a strategic place. The British knew it, the French knew it, and even before that, the knights knew it already.
And
the Romans did, the Phoenicians, everybody did it. So they wanted to enter, start, you know, conquering Europe, not just from the Balkans, which they were already doing, but they wanted to start from Malta, and then you spread from Italy and then onwards.
Right, and you're just a hop and a jump. I've been told the next time we come here, we're going to do it. There's a boat you can take, and it's 2.5 hours from Malta to Sicily.
Yes, yes.
And from Sicily, you know, take yourself into the rest of Italy, and
exactly,
you're in the middle of Europe, and it's very easy. Now, hop a flight, and I'm going to tell you that from what I can calculate, although go and do your own research, talk with a travel agent, have fun online, fly into Dublin, have a little party there. either on your way or on your way back. But go into Dublin, which is one of the closest places to get into. I mean, the only other place that's closer is Iceland. But if you fly into Dublin, you have yourself a little Irish party there, and then fly with Ryanair. It's so cheap, they're almost paying you to get on the plane. And sometimes they run sales where the fare is zero. You just pay the tax. And the tax is like €14, which is about, I don't know, $16, something like that. So you can fly from Dublin to Malta, and that's the least expensive way to get in. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. And now you're in the middle of the Mediterranean.
Yeah.
Okay, so go from where you are. So now everybody wants this strategic stronghold.
Exactly. So the order was already here for a couple of years, but they weren't really happy to be here.
The Order of St. John.
Yes. Because you have to keep in mind that they came from Jerusalem. Then from Jerusalem, they were pushed out. They went to Rhodes. And then from Rhodes, they had nowhere to go. And the king of Spain and of the two Sicilies, which is Naples and Sicily per se, which also had Malta as part of his territory, decided to give it like sort of as a gift to the order. Because part of the order, a very high percentage of the knights were Spanish. So, of course, he's going to be very nice to them,
King of Spain.
Yes. So he decided to give them Malta, but Malta, as you can see, it's rather dry as a place. You have no woods, you have no, you have no spring water, You have no spring water. Our water is underground. So it lacks so much of natural resources. So that was a big issue for the knights. So they weren't really that enthusiastic to be here. Then after the siege, they were really happy then afterwards. Anyway, the siege, because we were talking about the siege. So the Ottomans wanted to come and conquer Malta to then spread out to the rest of Europe.
That's the Turks.
That's the Turks. Apart from that, during that short period that the knights were already here, together with the Maltese, they were like doing pirating, like legal pirating. And they were destroyed.
How can pirating be legal?
You just have the order and he gives you a permission.
Oh, good.
And you take a percentage of the booty. He takes the percentage of the booty.
Got it.
And that's legal.
Okay. By royal decree.
Exactly. Yes, okay. It's true. He would have a paper, just a signature and, the bull, and that's it. Mm-hmm. And you're a legal pirate. Mm. So
works for me.
I'm sure some people got rich that way.
Oh, you can count on that.
Yeah. So one of the ships that the Maltese and the order attacked belonged to one of a relative, a close relative to the Ottoman emperor. So he got really, pissed off. So he decided one day that he wants to attack the island and take it over. And it was such a bloody place and so much, it was a massacre on some instances. And you had such a discrepancy between the local people together with the order, which was maybe a few thousands that could actually fight, compared to the tens of thousands that you had coming over with the Ottomans. So there was a huge, there was no balance. There was no balance, not even on equipment or nothing. But however, the order and the Maltese managed to conquer it. And in fact, if one day you'll have the opportunity to go to the National Library here, to the Biblioteca.
That's a beautiful building, by the way.
Apart from it, the building is fantastic.
It's right in the middle of everything.
Have you seen, Harry Potter? Can I mention it?
You absolutely mention it.
Okay. When you go and see these libraries there, and it's like that. When you enter, it's like you're in a Harry Potter movie. You have these fantastic walls covered with manuscripts, and these manuscripts are priceless, literally priceless. There are manuscripts there that you don't find anywhere in the world. And if you go there, you have these decrees from emperors all over Europe that are thanking the order and the Maltese because of this siege that they managed to not being conquered. And in fact, some of them decided to pay a number of let's say, give them money as a thank you gift to help them, you know, fortify more the island and everything. And in fact, Voltaire, who was a French philosopher, mentioned, okay, he was being sarcastic. There's nothing more famous than the 1565 siege of Malta, because everybody in the French court was discussing it because it was so famous,
right?
So important for that during that period, let's say that. So that's one of the reasons why you have to visit this fort.
So when you get here, mm-hmm. and we came in, we walked down a long mm-hmm. pathway past lots of stone walls to find
yes.
you.
Yes.
But people who aren't coming to find you, and if you've just joined us, the you is Louisiana D'Amato, the curator at Fort St. Elmo in the city, right at the tip of the city of Valletta in Malta. What do you do when you arrive here?
Okay, so the first...
So do you need to get an admission ticket or something to come in?
No.
So is this? It's free to visit.
And you have part of it is free, especially the promenade. We call it like the promenade, where you can see the view, and you can see, let's say, the fort from the outside. Then once you enter one of the gates, which is Porta del Soccorso.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back. Don't leave me, people. Stephanie Abrams here.
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pop season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts, beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows, but there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the Village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The Village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
Join Stephanie Abrams in Saratoga Springs, New York on August 31st at 6 p.m. at the amazing Northshire Bookstore for an interactive experience about her novel, Rumors. You can even take Amtrak to the Saratoga Springs train station and hotfoot it to 424 Broadway in Saratoga Springs, New York. You'll find an invitation at Stephanie's blog at sabrams.com/blog and at northshire.com.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Louisiana D'Amato, curator of Fort St. Elmo in Valletta, Malta, has been so kind to share her time with me and be a willing victim so that we could find out all about Fort St. Elmo. And, you know, there are a couple of things that are left over here and there. One is... this fort was built in the 1500s.
Yes, 1552.
Why is it still standing when other things fall down?
Well, the stone is limestone, so it's actually sedimentary. So sedimentary is actually one of the most fragile stones. So you actually expect it to
yeah, but it didn't.
Yeah, but it didn't. The issue about it is that it was being used since it was built. So everybody, whoever was within it, was doing
maintenance,
and also big changes to it. Like you have areas where you notice the difference in architecture, for instance, and you see the mix of limestone and concrete.
So aside from the Knights of the Order of St. John, who would have inhabited this fort over the years?
So after the order, you had in Malta locally, we have a very short period of French occupation. It's like a year and a half. So you had some French here. Then the rest is mainly British period. So in fact, that's why the architecture varies so much in sense of there was a change also in warfare equipment. So that's interesting. Then you also had the prisoners of war as well, that mainly in the prison section. So in fact, you see some inscriptions related to that period as well.
Ah, limestone is soft.
Yes.
So people could leave their messages in the wall.
Yes. We have areas where you have like a 50 by 2 meters high inscription, which is like a diary thing, saying what he was doing this, and this.
So when you tour, you can literally go through and read the writing on the wall.
Yes.
Well, what languages would they be in, though?
Most of them, like the orders period is like Latin, but Italianized more, so it's like between Latin and Italian, sort of. You have some French, we have some Greek, then we have some English, but the English is very, very limited. Because during the British period, they were very careful not to write anything because you're damaging the Queen's property.
Oh, for heaven's sake. I thought it was going to be because they were partial to not arresting Brits.
No.
Oh, that's funny.
Ah, yes.
That's very funny.
It was like illegal because you're damaging government property, let's say government.
Well, look at that. Yeah. Now, the fort today acts as an area for people to come and congregate for events. What kind of events do you have here?
So we have different events. We have every Sunday, for instance, we have like a reenactment where it's related to the orders period, where you have the knights from different languages. The knights, you have to keep in mind that the knights were divided in different languages, depending on their origins. So you have they were like sort of competing between themselves, between these languages, let's say. And you have this reenactment. It's around 1 hour, and it's a fantastic show. You have firearms, dancing. It's at 11.
In the morning?
In the morning, yes, every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Except if there's an exception, maybe. Sometimes. Then as events, we have a lot of education activities, not just for children, but also for young adults, and these are even for seniors. We have on our calendar per se, we have a ceremonial mass. It's more to commemorate the victims of the 1565 siege, because there was a massacre here in the fort during that period. So we commemorate it. It doesn't matter. then there's also commemoration of the first victims of Second World War, which they actually fell here in the fort.
Oh wow.
Then we have some fun activities. Sometimes we have concerts. Most of the time we host the film festival, the Malta Film Festival. Since we opened, they always hosted it here in different areas of Valletta.
So what time of year would the Malta Film Festival be?
It's June.
So the weather would be lovely.
Yes, it's outdoor.
Where are you going to put a bunch of people to the film festival?
Exactly.
So you put folding chairs or something?
Yes,
or some
there's
kind of folding chairs.
There's a very big screen. And you can see films like
whatever's going to happen.
Yes. Then there's arts exhibitions. It's never-ending rock.
Okay, so the website is heritagemalta.org. Also visit visitmalta.com for the greater Malta area, but to find out more about the activities and everything else at Fort St. Elmo, check out heritagemalta.org. I'm so glad you were with us. We have so much more coming up in the next 2 hours. Do not leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.